启示录第三章七到十三节，你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的，说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看啊，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。那撒旦一会的，自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来，在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上，从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名，都写在它上面。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。读经完毕，愿神借着他的话语祝福大家。
You need to stand on that side. Okay. Okay. Dear 兄姐妹，平安。I'm very glad to be here with you today.
我今天非常高兴能够来到你们的当中。
And we're going to be talking about open doors.
我们今天要来讲敞开的门。
And that's why we read Revelation chapter 3.
所以我们读启示录第三章。
Now there was an American author.
有一位美国的作家。
His name was Mark Twain.
他的名字是马克吐温。
And he said this.
他说
,20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the things that you did.
20年以后，你将会为你不曾做过的事情后悔多过你做错的事情。
So you must cut the bow lines.
所以你必须要将那个绳缆
把它丢开。 Sorry, you must sail away from the harbor.
你必须要离开那个安全的港湾。
You must catch the trade winds in your sails.
你必须要按着那个季候风，随着季候风而扬帆而去。
And you must explore, dream, and discover.
你就要去去发现，去做梦，然后去发现更好的宝藏。
This quote is from a website to help people discover what they are passionate about.
以上这些话呢是他从马丁牧师从一些帮助人发现他热情他的热爱的是建基于他对人他的热爱的一些网站上抄下来的。
This way people can live with a more significant life.
这样呢他们可以过一个更有意义的人生。
So I want to ask you today, what are your passions?
所以我要问你今天你所
What is it that matters to you most?
哪些事情对你是最重要的呢?
Now the Apostle Paul had a passion. Okay. Apostle Paul's passion in life was driven by a concern for the eternal destiny of other people.
保罗，使徒保罗，他对人生的热爱是什么呢？他是对人生的热爱是建基于他对人永生去向的问题。
Our passion should be the same.
我们基督徒的人生中的热爱也应该是如此。
After I became a Christian, I realized that many people went to church but didn't have a relationship with God.
当我成为基督徒以后，我发现有许多人，他们到教会去，但是呢，他们并没有跟神有一个真正直接的关系。
And so because of that, I had to go and tell other people about Jesus.
所以因为如此，所以我必须要去向人说，传讲关于耶稣基督的事。
And then, first of all, I was involved in a bus ministry, but then I became a missionary about 20 years ago.
开始的时候我是参与一个巴士的这个宣教，但是差不多20年以前我终于成为一位宣教士。
Now I can identify with three things that Paul said.
我能够发现保罗他所着重的三件事情。
The first thing was that he realized that people had to be accountable to Christ.
他发现人必须要对耶稣基督所托付的来负责。
And he was driven by Christ's love and desire that other people would come to know him.
他的那个热情呢，是因为主耶稣基督的热爱在那里燃点他。
You see, the love of God compels us to tell other people about Jesus.
因为是神他自己的爱来催促我们对人去传讲耶稣基督。
And Paul understood that the world was lost.
保罗他知道这个世界是失落的。
That the world needed the
Lord. 这个世界需要一个救主。
Now, Paul's passion for people was fueled by the love of Christ.
保罗他对人的热爱呢是被神的爱来燃点的。
We need to have a burden for those who don't know God.
我们必须要对那些还不认识神的人有一个负担。
And the author Mark Twain challenges our efforts to outreach when he says, "Sail away from the safe harbor."
马克吐温他对我们人生的挑战是说，我们必须要离开那个安全的港湾。
We need to step through open doors when we are given the opportunity.
当我们有这个机会的时候，我们必须要勇敢的去走过那个敞开的门。
In the book of Revelation, John writes to actual cities in the ancient world where a church existed.
在启示录里头，这个使徒约翰他是向古老的一些城市的教会来写他这个书信。
John listed them in the order which a messenger on the road to them, starting with the chief city of Ephesus and then circling back clockwise.
使徒约翰他写信的那个次序呢，是按照古的时候那个一个信差要经过整个那个地区的那个次序来写的。首先是向以弗所的教会。
The cities lie in what is now part of modern Turkey.
这些城市呢都在今天的土耳其这个国家。
And this morning we were reading about the message to the church at Philadelphia.
今天早上我们所读的这个经文是对菲亚菲拉这个教会所写的。
And Jesus is telling them that they need to step through the door that he has put there before them.
主告借着使徒约翰就是说告诉菲亚菲拉的这个信徒们他所为他们所敞开的门。
Now in August 1999, I came back from a trip to Russia with some Chinese people.
1999年的八月我从俄罗斯宣教回来是跟着一批的年轻的。
I told my boss in the mission that there were many mainland Chinese people in Russia that had asked for help.
那个时候我跟我的上司讲说在这个俄罗斯的边界有许许多多的中国人他们需要帮忙。
They wanted to grow spiritually.
他们想要在属灵上面有成长。
And he pulled out a big map.
他就拿了一个很大的图地图出来。
And he said, look at all these cities all along the border of Russia and China. There are many, many Chinese living there.
所以我的那个上司呢就指出来在这个中俄的边界上面有许许多多的城市，然后这些城市里面都有许多的中国人需要帮助。
And he asked me, would you go there and evangelize the Chinese people in Russia?
我的上司就跟我说你愿意去吗，向这些中国人来传福音。
And I said yes.
他说是的我愿意。
But then I asked him, how am I going to do it?
然后他问他说，那我应该怎么做呢？
But the result is the ministry that we have today.
但是结果是我们所做的这个事工。
God has really blessed us.
神真的是大大的祝福我们。
Thousands of Chinese people have become Christians.
很多很多的中国人成为基督徒。
Many have been baptized.
他们有许多也受了洗。
And churches have been started.
有许多的教会呢已经开始成立长大。
And as you know, Reverend Ren was with us this year in April.
今年四月的时候，任牧师曾经跟我一起去。
And I want to show you a little bit about how God has blessed this year since we were last here in January.
我想要告诉你们一些，就是自从去年我们来过之后，神祝福我们的一些的事工。
Hang on a minute, it's gone nuts. Oh boy.There we go. Okay. So this is in April of 2011. This is when Pastor Ren was with us.
Ren 大力牧师跟我一起去的时候。
And we went to the city of Busha.
我们去这个俄国的城市叫做布什。
Come on. There we are. Here we are. You can see Pastor Ren in the background doing some teaching there.
任牧师在那里做很多教导的工作。
Many of the people in the church came and attended his classes.
有许多这个教会，这个布什教会的人来参加他的培训。
I was really encouraged because the way he spoke to them, they listened to every word that he said.
我看到他们非常注意的去聆听任牧师所教导的，我心里头非常得到安慰。
I was so excited to work with him.
我非常兴奋跟任牧师一起工作，非常的喜乐。
And thank you for letting him come.
也谢谢你们让他跟我一起去。
Here he is praying with a brother that wanted to become a Christian.
他跟一位想要成为基督徒的弟兄朋友在为他祷告。
And here is Pastor Yan, who is your pastor, leading this sister to Christ.
这位是西牧师，是我的牧师。朋友来成为基督徒。
And here we are in the restaurant.
这个是我们在这个餐馆里头。
Some of the sisters in the restaurant in the hotel where we stayed were very evangelical.
这些是在我们住的那个旅馆里头的一些的姐妹，她们对传福音非常有负担。
This is one of the men that came to Christ.
这是其中一位厨师，他在我们在那宣教的当中，他成为基督徒。
Now you can see he's got a very special hat on.
他有一个厨师的帽子。
He was the chief cook in the place.
他是这个餐馆的大厨。
And he had lots and lots of questions about God.
他有许许多多的问题。
This is another brother, one of the chefs in the hotel.
这个是其中旅馆头另外一位厨师。
He used to make sushi.
他很会做寿司。
I like sushi.
我很喜欢寿司。
And again in the church, pastor.
这个在教会里头。
And he's praying with some of the sisters that wanted to believe. This is the last day we were there.
这个是我们在那里最后的一天。
And actually, one of those sisters is the daughter of the owner of the hotel.
其中一个是那个旅馆那个主人的女儿。
Okay, and then I was back there in June.
我六月的时候，我又再回到俄罗斯。
I was with Pastor Liu, who has now joined me in this work.
这位是夏马田牧师的新同工，是廖牧师。
And we went to just four cities in Russia.
我们在那个时候，我们去了四个城市。
This is in Moscow. This is a group of businessmen that meet every week for Bible study and prayer.
这个是在莫斯科，是一群做生意的人，他们每一星期在那里有查经的小组。
And this is a group of students who like to study the Bible as well.
这个是一群。在做这个查经。
And then we flew to the city of Krasnoyarsk.
然后我们就到一个克市，这个西伯利亚的城市。
Now here there is a very exciting church.
这是一个非常令人兴奋的教会。
They have just finished celebrating their 10th anniversary.
他们刚刚庆祝他们十周年的纪念。
They meet in a very big Russian church.
他们在一个俄罗斯人的教会里头聚会。
And it's really interesting to see the relationship is so strong between the brothers and sisters.
我看到他们的弟兄姊妹之间有非常好的关系，彼此相爱。
Zhu Guoqing, he is the leader of the church in this city.
这位弟兄呢是这个克氏教会的这个领导。
Last year, he arranged for maybe 400 Chinese people to worship together for a week.
他去年十月的时候，他安排了一个这个退休会，有四百个人参加，一起的来敬拜神。
That's when we celebrated the 10th anniversary.
那时候我们就是跟他们一起来庆祝。
But now he has a problem.
他现在有一个困难。
Because the Russian authorities say that his influence in the city of Krasnoyarsk is too great, and they will not let him return from China.
哦，因为俄罗斯政府觉得说他在这克室的这个影响力太大了，所以就拒绝让他再回去那个地方。
Now, the church is continuing.
的教会还是在继续的进行。
But his wife and his son are living in this city, and he's living in China.
他的妻子跟儿子是住在克室，但是他必须留在中国。
I'd ask you to pray that God will enable him to return soon.
请你们也纪念他，让他能够早日的回到俄罗斯克室这个教会当中。
This is actually the first man that I led to Christ when I went to Russia.
这个是牧师在去俄罗斯领第一个信主的弟兄。
Then we went to the city of Novosibirsk.
然后我们就去另外一个西伯利亚的城市，叫新西伯利亚。
Here we met with the Korean pastor who allows the Chinese to meet there.
这个右边第三位，他是一个韩国牧师这个韩国牧师呢，他是让我们中国人在他的教会里头聚会。
He is a very humble man.
他是一个非常谦卑的人。
And here is Pastor Stephen preaching.
这廖牧师在那里讲道。
And then we had a baptism.
然后我们在那里的河里头有这个浸礼。
Now we're in the middle of a lake.
我们在一个湖里头。
But there are many, many Russian people around watching us do this baptism.
在旁边有很多很多的俄罗斯人在看着我们做这个受洗的事情。
Now they have many questions.
他们有很多很多的问题。
If you are Russian, you're automatically Orthodox.
如果你是俄国人，你是俄罗斯人，你是自动的就是东正教的信徒。
And so these people would come to me and they say, well, can you baptize me too?
然后这个他们就会跑来问那个马丁牧师说，你可不可以也给我受洗呢？
Now I didn't even know if they were believers.
知道他们到底信主了
没
有？
I kept saying I can't do that.
他一直告诉他说，我不能够为你们受洗。
Finally, I had a very brilliant idea.
最后我有一个非常聪明的想法。
I told them that I was only authorized to baptize Chinese people.
他说我只有被授权可以为中国人施洗。
And then we flew to Carl.
我们后来我们就飞去另外一个城市，叫做叶卡。
This is the church there.
这个是他们聚会的地方。
It's right next to the marketplace.
是在市场的旁边。
I have never seen such a big marketplace.
我从来没有见过一个这么大的市场。
We have to go.
我没有去过。
This is the church.
这个是他们的教会。
Praise God for this church.
感谢赞美主。
This is the sister that leads that church.
这个是这个教会的领导。
She is very small, but she has a very big heart.
他个子很小，可是他心很大。
And these are the brothers and sisters.
这是这间教会的弟兄姊妹。
Now we have been to many, many cities in Russia.
我们去俄罗斯有很多的城市。
The brothers and sisters have left there and come to this city.
有很多其他地方的弟兄姊妹来到这个叶卡。
So everywhere I went in this city, they would say, "Oh, do you remember me? Do you remember me?"
所以他去到那里的时候呢，就有许多的弟兄姊妹是在别的城市认识马丁牧师的，他们就会来跟他打招呼。
That's not what I said.
Yes.
Right now we have two sisters that are working in Georgia.
我们现在有这两位姐妹呢，是到这个乔治亚共和国。
And they are leaving today, and they're coming home from Ukraine.
他们今天会从乌克兰回来。
They were in two cities, two countries rather.
他们去了两个国家。
And one of the sisters not only speaks Mandarin, but she speaks Vietnamese.
有一位姐妹，她除了会说普通话之外，她还会说粤语，越南话。
And I don't know how many Chinese people they've led to Christ while they've been there, but I do know that they finally managed to lead a Vietnamese person to Christ.
我不知道他们带了多少中国人信主，但是我知道至少越南人是这位姐妹带他信主的。
And they had a joint service with the Vietnamese and the Chinese just last week.
有一个共同就是共同的这个敬拜，就是越南人跟中国人一起的。
This is the sister in.That does the evangelism in Vietnamese.
这个就是那个关姐妹，她是用越，她是越南来的华侨。
And this is the other sister that traveled with her.
这是另外一个姊妹，也跟关姊妹一起去的。
Praise God for what he is doing.
我们感谢主他的, 工作, 他奇妙的工作。
Now you see, I have learned that God can use me just because I stepped through the open door and said yes.
我知道神可以用我, 因为我愿意就是, 走出这个敞开, 走进这个敞开的门。
God has blessed.
神祝福。
So like Mark Twain said, we've got to explore and dream and discover.
就好像马克吐温所说的, 我们要去发现, 我们要去做梦, 然后我们就可以, 事情出来。
But we can also say, here am I, send me.
我们也可以在像以赛亚先知所说的, 我在这里, 请差遣我。
Now in Revelation chapter 3 verse 8,
在, 启示录三章第八节,
Jesus says,
主耶稣说,
See, I have placed before you an open door that nobody can shut.
看啊, 我在你面前给你开了一个敞开的门, 是无人能关的。
By saying see, Jesus is telling us to look at this, observe it, don't miss it.
当主向约翰说看哪的时候, 是叫我们仔细的去看, 不要错失了这个机会。
Here's an opportunity that I'm giving to you. Do not hesitate.
这是我给你的一个机会, 不要犹豫。
Don't make excuses.
不要找借口。
Go through the door.
经过这个门。
There's not one of us here today that is not facing an open door of some type.
我们今天在这里的每一个人都给我们一个敞开的门, 虽然是不同的, 但是都有一个敞开的门。
The Holy Spirit enables us to do things.
圣灵帮助我们能够成就事情。
So we have to say yes when he calls.
所以当神呼召我们的时候, 我们就要说, 是的, 我在这里。
Now, open doors need us to be obedient to Jesus.
一个敞开的门是需要我们有一个顺服的心。
In verse 7,
在第七节,
Jesus said, To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these words.
You can read it.
The key of David.
大卫的锁匙。
Having a master key to any place means that you have access to every part of that facility.
如果我们有一个总锁匙, 遇到一个地方, 一个地方, 能够, 用所有的那个地方的设备。
When I came in this morning, one of the sisters, she had a key.
今天我早上来的时候, 有一位姐妹, 她有锁匙。
And she was going around opening doors.
她把这个教会每一个门都开起来。
She's very important.
她非常的重要。
We have to realize that when you've got a key like that, you can get anywhere in the building.
所以呢, 当我们有这样的一个总锁的话呢, 我们在一个建筑物里面, 就每一道门, 我们都可以开。
Now Jesus has the key of David.
所以主耶稣基督, 他就是有这个大卫的锁匙。
And this is referring back to chapter 22 of Isaiah.
这个是在以赛亚书22章那边有提到的。 到那日, 我必召你仆人, 希勒家的儿子, 以利亚进来, 将你的外袍给他穿上, 将你的腰带给他系紧, 将你的政权, 交在他手上, 他必做耶路撒冷居民和犹大家的父, 我必将他家的锁匙, 放在他肩头上, 他开, 无人能关, 他关, 无人能开。
What Eliakim, the servant of King Hezekiah, opens, nobody can close.
这个希利家的这个仆人以利亚敬, 他所拥有的这个锁匙是什么呢?
Eliakim has the keys to the house of David.
他有这个锁匙, 就是大卫家的锁匙。
He has access to anywhere in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷有权利进入每一个耶路撒冷的这个设备,
now,
建筑物。
Jesus is just like Eliakim.
主耶稣基督就好像这个以利亚敬一样。
He has the master key to heaven.
他有, 走向天国的这个总锁匙。
Jesus holds the key to eternal life because Jesus is the door.
主耶稣基督他是那个走向永生之门的那个门, 他有那个锁匙可以走向永生的门。
Jesus is the way to heaven.
主耶稣基督是走向
天国的那个道路。
Peter, Jesus tells Peter in Matthew 16:19.
主耶稣告诉彼得在马太福音16:19那里说，我要把天国的锁匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Believers have access to all the riches of heaven through Jesus.
我们信徒，我们拥有所有得到天国珍宝的这个锁匙。
Jesus is the door which is unlocked and open for us.
主耶稣基督他有这个锁匙，能够将这个天国打开来。
We can get the master key to unlock the doors of heaven by accepting what Jesus did for us on the cross.
我们能够借着接受主耶稣基督在十字架上所为我们成就的，来打开这个天国的门。
We need to accept that for us.
我们必须要接受这个是成为我们个人的一个救恩，让我们能够借着主耶稣基督打开天国的门。
Accept that Jesus is the way into heaven.
我们必须要接受主耶稣是唯一的道路，让我们能够去到天国。
We need to acknowledge that we are full of shame for the bad things we've done.
我们必须要承认我们自己所做的一切的过犯。
We need to ask Jesus to forgive us.
我们必须要求主耶稣基督来饶恕我们。
We have to ask Jesus to come into our lives.
我们必须要邀请主耶稣进入我们的生命。
We have to ask him to be our Lord.
我们必须要邀请他成为我们的主。
And this way we can have eternal life.
这样呢，我们才能够得到永远的生命。
Now if you haven't met Jesus, maybe today is the day to do that.
如果你今天还没有认识耶稣的话，也许你今天必须要做这个决定。
And then you can step into a whole new life.
那你就可以进入一个完全的生命。
Christians are filled with all the riches of heaven.
我们基督徒拥有所有天国的丰盛。
But it all begins with the master key.
但是呢，所有的都是从那个主要的那个锁匙开始。
Jesus is the key.
主耶稣基督就是那个锁匙。
He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me."
他说我就是道路、真理、生命，没有任何人能够不借着我去到父那里去。
If you don't know the master key, then there will be no salvation for you.
如果你不认识那个主要的锁匙的话，你就没有永远的救恩。
So I encourage you to obey Jesus and step through that door today.
所以我现在鼓励你顺服主耶稣基督的呼召，走过那个敞开的门。
Ask him to forgive you and ask him to become your savior.
求他来饶恕你，然后求他来成为你的主宰。
Open doors need us to be obedient to Jesus.
我们必须要我们有顺服的心。
Now open doors are the sovereign work of God.
这个敞开的门也是拥有主权的神的工作。
Verse 7, what he opens, nobody can close.
第七节说，他所开的没有人能够关。
What he closes, nobody can open.
他所关的没有人可以开。
Now God is sovereign.
上帝是有主权的。
He's over everything.
他在万物之上都有权柄。
About 560 years before Jesus, Jeremiah the prophet had been arrested.
在主前560年，耶利米先知他被人抓住了，逮捕了。
They put him in prison for prophesying about the doom and gloom that was going to happen on Jerusalem.
当时的人把他关在监牢里头，是因为他对当时的人预言耶路撒冷和犹大将要灭亡。
Jerusalem was under siege.
耶路撒冷团团的围住。
The enemy were camped outside the walls.
那些敌人在城外安营。
And disaster loomed. Everything was going to be destroyed.
大灾难就要到临，所有的东西都要被毁灭。
And that's when God says to Jeremiah, "Go and buy some property."
所以神对这个耶利米先知说，你去买一些地。
And Jeremiah said, "Excuse me, God, what are you talking about?"
耶利米先知说，哎，怎么样啊？怎么会有这种事情？神，你到底在想什么
？Are you sure?
你真的很肯定吗
？You want me to go and buy some land?
你要我去买一些地吗
？You've been telling the people that everything's going to be lost. The people are going to be killed. They're going to be taken away as slaves.
你不是叫我要预言说所有的人都所有的东西都要被毁灭了，然后这些人民都要被掳去了。
God says, yes, that's what I want you to do. Buy some land.
但是神跟他说，是的，我要你去买一些土地。
In due time, I will bring the people out of Canaan.
在我的时候，我将要把被掳的人带回来。
I will return everything back to normal.
我会将所有的都恢复原来的状态。
I am God, the creator of the universe.
我是神，我是宇宙万物的主宰。
I can do that. Is anything too hard for me?
我可以这样做，没有任何的事情能够难倒我。
Jeremiah, as a symbol of faith and hope, go and buy that land.
他呼召耶利米，就是用他们的信心去买那个地回来。
Now God gives us open doors.
神给我们敞开的门。
Yet we say, Are you sure, God?
我们常常说，是真的吗？神，你真的肯定要这样做吗
？Do you know what you're doing?
你知道你应该怎么做吗，神
？Now from my own experience, let me share this.
让我跟你们分享一些我个人的经验。
Now since I started as a missionary in 1990, I've seen God open and close doors.
从1990年我开始做宣教士开始，我看见神开门，也看见神关门。
Opened a door and I walked through it and I became a missionary in a small mission called Emmanuel International.
在1989年当神的门开的时候，我参加了一个很小的宣教机构叫Emmanuel International.
But then in 1992 he closed the door.
1992年他把这个门关起来了。
And I wondered what God was doing.
我在想说神你到底在干什么。
But then he opened another door.
但是他开了另外一个门。
And then I started with this mission, Send International.
所以那个时候我就参加了这个国际差遣。
And then in 1997 he opened another door.
1997年他开了另外一道门给我。
I walked through that door and I went to China with my wife.
我去了中国顺着主的带领跟我的妻子去了中国。
But then 2 years later he closed that door.
两年之后这个门关起来了。
I wasn't allowed to go back to China.
我被禁了，不准回去中国了。
And I was really angry.
我非常非常的生气。
But then that's when God opened this door into Russia.
但是在这个时候神开了另外一道门。
And I've been working with Chinese people in Russia ever since.
从那个时候开始到现在，我一直在俄罗斯东欧的土地为这个中国人服侍。
And he hasn't closed that door yet.
神并没有关那个门。
The only way to be blessed is to trust God and to step out for Him.
唯一的我们得到祝福的就是说我们信任神，我们相信他，我们。走过那个敞开的门。
He will never leave you if you step out for him.
如果你顺服他走进去的时候，他从来不会离弃你。
Is anything too hard for God?
有什么事情对神来讲是太难的呢？
不是。He is the sovereign God of heaven.
他是掌管宇宙万有的，有权柄的神。
He opens doors.
他开门,
and he gives us the strength to go through them.
他给我们能力，让我们能够走过去。
And he gives us the strength to go on.
他也给我们能力，让我们能够继续的向前走。
But first we have to step through the door.
但是要走过那个门。
Now, open doors come to those people with little strength.
开启的门常常是向那些软弱的人来开的。
In verse 8 it says, I know that you have little strength.
第八节那里讲说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量。
Now in history, we can see how the saints in Revelation times had to fight against the Roman Empire.
我们在这个教会历史里头知道，在那个启示录那个时代的那些教会，他们必须要对抗罗马帝国。
Elijah had to fight Jezebel.
以利亚，他必须要对付那个耶洗别。
And David, he stood up against Goliath.
大卫他要对付那个巨人哥利亚。
Now we have no strength.
我们没有力量。
We're just like little dwarfs.
我们好像一个小矮人一样的。
And we're surrounded by giants.
人来包围。
We have the desire to see people saved.
我们有那种心智，希望人得救。
But we have no strength.
但是我们没有力量。
And God opens the door, and we say, I can't go through that door. I'm not strong enough.
神给我们开门，但是我们说我们没有力量，我们不能够去啊。
I say, I can't become a missionary.
我跟神说，我不能够成为宣教士啊。
I can't tell that person about God.
我没有办法向那个人讲神的事情。
I don't have the answers.
我没有答案。
I don't have the strength.
我没有力量。
Maybe you know this. Oops. Maybe you know this song.
啊，也许我们大家都很熟悉的这首诗歌哈。耶稣爱我，我知道，因有圣经告诉我，幼小孩童他牧养。他们软弱，主刚强。
You see, we look at others who step through the door, and we hold them in some sort of esteem.
啊，我们对那些愿意走过那个开启的门的人，我们很敬佩他们。
They just ordinary.
只不过是很普通的人。
I know every time I go through the Russia, I go back to Russia. I just don't have the strength to go.
啊，每一次我要去俄罗斯的时候，我都觉得我非常的软弱。
I'm intimidated every time I set off.
我常常在去之前，我感到非常的恐惧。
My knees shake.
我的膝头都会打发抖。
On this last trip, I was traveling with Pastor Stephen, and I said I don't really want to go.
他在上一次就跟廖牧师一起去的时候，他心里头是非常不愿意的。
But I obey and I go.
但是我还是顺服，我还是去。
Yes, we are weak.
是的，我们非常的软弱。
We have no strength.
我们没有足够的能力。
But our strength, our treasure is in earthen vessels, and God uses the weak to tear down the strong.
但是我们的宝贝是在瓦器里头。神常常用软弱的人，使那个强壮的人来降卑，来谦卑。
Now in English, I tell you, don't chicken out.
啊，就是说不要啊。Chicken out.
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Go through the door.
就是走过那个门。
Now, open doors come as the result of faithfulness.
啊，这个开启的门是一个信实、一个忠心的一个结果。
Now, the church in Philadelphia were very faithful.
啊，在腓拉铁菲的这个教会是非常有、非常信实的教会。
There was no rebuke.
他们并没有啊被神来责备。
Verse 8 continues this way.
第八节他在这是说啊你们也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
In the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, we read, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
在马太福音二十五章那里，神说啊你是又忠心又良善的仆人。
I will put you in charge of many things.
我会让你负责很多的事情。
The man with five talents.
那有五样这个恩赐的人，他走过了那个门。
He made five more talents.
他得到更多的这个五倍的那个恩赐。
And God rewarded him.
神奖赏他。
Now God gives us talents, and we have to be faithful to use them.
神给我们每一个人都有恩赐，我们必须要忠心的去使用它。
We all have to be faithful by being loyal servants.
我们都必须要作为一个忠心、信实的仆人。
God blesses those servants that go through the door.
神特别的祝福这些愿意走过门的这些的仆人。
Now open doors will soon be gone.
这些敞开的门可能很快就会关起来了。
Because Jesus said, "I am coming soon."
因为耶稣说，我必快来。
Now, time is short.
时间非常的快速的过去。
Now, you may think you've got all the time in the world to take action.
也许你会觉得说，哎呀，我多的是时间。
But believe me, time goes by.
但是相信我，时间真的是飞速的就过去了。
Now, I'm not as old as my sister down there. She's 91 years old?
90
years old, yeah.
她说我并没有像这个这位姐妹的年长啊，已经九十高寿了。
I still think I'm 25 years old.
我还是觉得我好像只有二十五岁一样。
It seems like yesterday my body tells me I'm not.
但是我的身体已经告诉我并不是二十五岁。
It seems like yesterday that my boss at the insurance company retired and I took over his position.
好像是昨天的那个日子一样的，就是我以前在保险公司工作，我的这个老板退休。我就接手他的工作，那好像是昨天的事情一样。
But that's over 20 years ago.
但是那个已经是二十年以前的事了。
And I quit that job and became a missionary after a year.
然后我做了一年之后，我就辞职了，就成为宣教士。
But now retirement is coming soon.
但是我 该退休的时候也快到了。
It doesn't say that I can retire in the Bible.
但是圣经里头没有说我可以退休。
But next year I'm going to be 65.
明年我要65岁了。
Now time flies when you're having fun.
神，这个时间过得飞快的，当你很开心的这样子去度过的时候，时间过得特别快。
But one day we're going to be in heaven.
有一天我们都要到天堂去。
And we'll probably look back at our earthly lives.
当我们回顾我们在地上的日子的时候，
we may wish that when we'd given $10, it had been $100.
我们会想说，如果当时我能够奉献一百块就好了。
Maybe when we gave $1,000, it should have been $10,000.
也许我们当时给了一千块，我其实应该给一万。
Or maybe when we did that job, we should have done so much more.
也许我做了那个事工，可能我应该要做更多的事情。
The time to give everything is now.
把我们所有的奉献是现在。
We have to give everything that we have got.
我们要全的将自己完全的摆上。
We never know when, but when the time is gone, that's it.
我们不知道什么时候，但是当时间过去了，机会过去了，就不再有这个机会了。
Now there's an open door for every one of us.
对我们每一个人来讲，我们都有一个敞开的门。
Whether it's to accept Christ.
是接受主呢。
Whether it's to go and serve God as a missionary.
是去这个宣教工厂做宣教士呢？
Maybe it's to go to Bible school.
也许是要去圣经学校这个神学院去受装备。
Maybe it's to become a pastor.
或者是成为一个传道人。
We have to go through that open door.
我们都要走过那个敞开的门。
Our lives are just like grass.
我们的生命好像草一样。
Wind and fire come along and it's gone.
当风和火过来的时候就没有了。
And suddenly we're going to be standing before an awesome God.
忽然间我们就要站在那个伟大的神的面前。
And we're going to wonder where the time went.
我们会在想在哪里。
Go through the door while you can.
你必须要抓紧这个机会，当你可以的时候走过这个敞开的门。
Open doors can be missed.
敞开的门是可能会被错失的。
Verse 11 goes on to say this.
11节说，我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
As in the story of the talents, if you snooze, you lose.
在那个有恩赐这个讲到恩赐的这个故事里头，讲到说，如果你打瞌睡，你就会失去。
If you don't use what you've got, the opportunity will disappear.
你不好好的使用神给你的这个机会，就会错过。
And you'll be just like the man who hid the one talent.
就好像那个只有一千两银子或者只有一样恩赐的那个人。
It was taken from him and given to the first man with five talents.
主说没有的也还要把它拿走，要给那个有的。
Now, if we're not ready or we hesitate, to somebody else.
如果我们没有准备好，如果我们犹豫的话，神会找别人。
His work is going to get done.
他的工作一定会成就的。
If it's not going to be you, then God's going to find someone else.
如果不是你的话，神会找别人。
God is building His kingdom.
神他要建立他自己的国度。
And He'll ask, "Are you going?"
他会问你，你愿意去吗？
And if you don't go, then somebody else will come along.
如果你不愿意，别的人会愿意。
Don't let somebody walk past you.
不要让别人来超越你。
Because you will miss the blessing.
因为你会错过那个祝福。
In the book of Esther, her uncle Mordecai said, "Go and talk to the king."
在那个 Esther 是以斯帖书那里，他的 uncle， 他的舅舅告诉他
，Why? That's why you're here.
他说这个就是你在这里的目的。
Now she was afraid.
她非常的害怕。
Because going before the king without an invitation could get her.
如果他没有得到这个国王的邀请，他就跑到他面前的话，他会被杀。
Yet she went.
但是他还是去了。
And God used her.
神用他。
Don't miss the opportunity. If you don't take it, somebody else will.
不要失去神给你的机会。如果你不接受的话，别人会接受。
Open doors bring eternal glory.
敞开的门会带给我们永远的荣耀。
Verse 12。
在十二节那里。
There we go.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。
Now Philadelphia was in an earthquake zone.
菲拉铁菲这个地方是在一个地震区。
And if you've been in an earthquake, you know that everything shakes.
你如果经历过地震，就是知道所有的东西都会大大的动摇。
What you think is solid and permanent isn't.
你以为是很稳固的东西，很永久的东西，其实不是。
Now Philadelphia was used to shaking from.
菲拉铁菲的人非常的习惯这种动摇的情况。
What Jesus is saying is that he will make Philadelphia a pillar in the temple of God.
主耶稣说他会用菲拉铁菲作为神殿中的这个柱子。
He'll make the people of Philadelphia something permanent in heaven.
他会给他们一个永永远远不会动摇的东西在天堂里。
Jesus is saying that if the people of Philadelphia would walk through the door that was presented to them, he would make them a solid pillar that would never be shaken.
主耶稣是说，如果他们愿意走过那个敞开的门的话，主会为他们在天上建立一个永不动摇的柱子。
They would be a permanent fixture in heaven.
他们会在天堂成为一个永远不改变的一个建筑物。
They'd have a permanent place of honor.
有一个永远的荣耀在天堂。
Now I'm not sure what door is in your life.
我不知道在你的生命当中现在有些什么门。
It could be a challenge.
可能是一个工作上面的挑战。
It could be answering the call to serve in ministry.
可能是你要得到一个呼召，就是让你在某一个事工上面去服侍。
Or it could be accepting Jesus and becoming a Christian.
可能是让你要接受主耶稣基督成为你的救主。
I'm telling you to take the door.
我告诉你，我希望你能够接受这个呼召，走过这个敞开的门。
Walk through it and you'll never regret it.
你走过去的时候，你永远都不会后悔。
Now, open doors can take people away from inward focus.
这个敞开的门也能够把人从自我中心的当中带出来。
If we just look at ourselves, we're going to fall over.
如果我们每天只是看我们自己的话，我们会摔跤。
We should look at the horizon.
我们应该向远远的地平线看过去。
Now, I've told you a couple of years ago about going fishing.
我几年以前曾经跟你们说这个去钓鱼。
Fishing for men.
这个是，但是我今天是讲的是，得人鱼如得鱼。
Now, one Christian writer has said that if we don't go fishing, we're going to fight.
有一个基督徒的这个作家讲说，如果我们不去得人的话，我们就要有很多自己内部的争吵。
What he's really saying is that our energy will be used up in the wrong way.
他所说的就是说，我们的精力会用在一些错误的地方。
For example, we'll become critical of other people instead of doing what God wants us to do.
我们会变成对人非常的苛刻，常常的批评别人。
We'll look for problems in other people's lives.
我们在别人的生命当中去找茬，去找错。
But this leads to poor testimonies.
这个就会让我们有非常差劲的这个见证。
And as a result, people don't get saved.
就是因为这样会绊倒别人，使人不能得救。
Now, I was in a church recently.
我最近去到一个教会。
Now, it wasn't a Chinese church.
并不是一个中国。
But they had many, many problems.
但他们有很多的问题。
And they'd had a very big falling out argument over something that was very small.
他们因为一个芝麻绿豆的事情有个很大的争吵。
People got hurt.
许多人受伤害。
And that became their focus.
这变成他们的目标。
They stopped looking at God and started looking at themselves.
他们不再这个仰望神，只是看到他们自己。
And that's not a good testimony for God.
那是一个非常差劲的见证。
So I'm telling you to step out for God.
所以我今天呼吁大家为了神走出去。
Look to the horizon and the challenges that God gives us.
向那个地平线上神给我们看见的一些的挑战来去专注。
Lose the inward focus.
不要只有看自己。
God, through the Lord Jesus, has moved all heaven and hell to open a door for you.
我们的神借着主耶稣基督惊天动地的把这个这个锁匙都给我们打开了这个门给我们。
Don't say no.
不要说不。
Now I understand some of you are going to head up to North Bay and do some ministry up there.
啊，我知道我们当中有一些人去北湾去做一些宣教的工作。
Now praise God, I think that's wonderful.
感谢主，非常好。
Other ones, another sister is going over to South Africa. I think that's wonderful too.
有一位姐妹她要去南非，这个是非常好的事情。
But to the other ones who haven't made a decision what they can do yet, I'd like to say this.
啊，对，还有很多其他的弟兄姊妹还没有做出这种决定的啊，牧师要说。
Be ready to say, "Here am I, send me."
啊，要准备好了对神说，我在这里，请差遣我。
They were singing.Hine Ni in the Cantonese church this morning.
啊，今天早上我听到粤语堂在唱那个 Hine Ni 这首诗歌。
I think it's very interesting that they were singing Hine Ni in Mandarin in the Cantonese church.
我觉得非常有意思哈，在广东他们唱这个国语的 Hine Ni。
But praise God, they were singing.
但是我很感谢神，他们在唱这首诗歌。
I hope they were singing from their heart.
我希望他们是从心中来唱出这首的诗歌。
Now on October 23rd, we are going over to Russia again.
啊，今年的十月二十三号，我们又要再去俄罗斯。
We're going to visit the four cities that you see there.
啊，我们将要去看到那去那四个城市，远东俄罗斯的四个城市。
Now we're going to be doing evangelism.
我们将会去啊。传福音,
we're going to do discipleship.
门徒训练,
and we're going to do some teaching.
我们要去做一些的培训,
you can join us.
你可以来参加我们,
there'll be other trips next year.
我们明年还有很多其他的短宣的机会。
Out in the corridor, there is a display.
在走廊上面有我的一个, 这个,
There's stuff out there. Okay, there's the stuff on the table that.
在桌子上面有一些的哎，这个小册子介绍我们啊这个基督。
And as you know, at Sunday school, we're going to be talking about how to prepare to serve God in a mission ministry.
待会儿我们的这个啊宣教组组织学，我们会讲就是怎么样准备短宣。
God needs people like you and me to serve in missions ministry.
啊，神需要。像你跟我一样的人在这个宣教工厂去服侍。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God,
天父上帝，
Thank you for the opportunities that you give us.
我们非常感谢你所给我们的机会。
Help us not to shrink back.
叫我们不要退缩。
Help us to open our eyes and see the doors.
让我们真的是打开我们的眼睛，看见那个敞开的门。
And then, Father, give us the strength to walk through those doors.
然后求你给我们能力，让我们能够走过去。
奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
阿门。
Thanks.